Hello, Brother Graham.
Morning, Brother Graham.
Good morning, Brother.
Good morning, Brother Bishop Carter.
Good morning.
All right, morning, Brother Carter. Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, my brothers, as we begin our time together. How good and absolutely pleasant it is. What a joy it is to welcome each of you to our corporate and collective prayer cycle. We come together each day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on Saturday and Sunday, to intercede on behalf of our entire brotherhood, the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. What a joy it is to hear the joyful noise of the brothers coming on the prayer line each morning, greeting one another and encouraging each other to pray and to make sure that we are matching our behavior with our beliefs and are living with our lessons that we learn each day from this prayer call. We thank God for our numbers. They are increasing daily so that we can maintain ourselves in the 90s and hopefully go beyond in the coming days. We're always delightfully, deliciously delighted to have our Grand Vasilai on the phone. Grand Vasilai number 40 joins us each day. Members of our Supreme Council join us each day. Our Grand Chaplain, who organized this effort, joins us every day that he can. I believe he's traveling today, but if he's on the phone, what a joy it is to have him on the phone as well. At this time, I'm going to ask you, brothers, if you will rise in spirit and salute and greet our former Grand Vasilai, Dr. Tony Knox, as he comes to us in his own way. Dr. Knox, you have the phone.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And brothers, I rise in spirit to you. And let's say that it was uplifting this morning just to get on the call and hear the Godfather, Brother Gumman, directing traffic, brothers coming on and checking with each other and introducing themselves for the first time. That starts my day right. That's just uplifting to be able to come together and know that Omega men are coming together praying as we do and checking on each other and encouraging, as Reverend Doctor just said. Brothers, that's some good news. I talked to Brother Michael Jackson, and his treatments are going well. His spirits are good. And please but continue praying for him as he asks for the prayer, because he's really, really going through a tough situation. But God is good, and he knows that. Also, Brother Basquiat, you know, things are going well. We have brothers who are going through it, but their faith is strong and their spirits are good. And just ask that you continue praying for them. And as we talked earlier about those facing the shutdown, it's not just the employees, brothers. It's brothers all around the country. And the sad thing was hearing of students who were trying to go back to school some in their last semester. And because of the shutdown, financial aid not being finished, and not being able to start a semester. Not only impacts the students, but it also impacts the schools, as many of our schools can't afford to have many students that don't return. So, brothers, we have a lot to pray for. Every day there's something. God gives us reason. God gives us reason to use this day in a positive way. So, brothers, please continue doing as you have been, being who you are, representing this fraternity in a great way, praying for each other and praying for mankind. And, brothers, again, I thank you and I love you all.
Thank you, Dr. Knox. It's always encouraging as you give us encouragement and insight each day. Thank you so much. And we are praying for those issues that you raise, and we're also praying for your family. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Thank you so much.
Brothers, it's always my delight to welcome my district chaplains to the phone each day to give us benefit of meditation and prayer. And today we go to the 5th District, which comprises Kentucky and Tennessee, and ask our good friend, the district chaplain of the 5th District, a man that was born a bishop. His mother named him bishop, Reverend Dr. Bishop Carter, to lead us now in our time of meditation. Dr. Carter, you have the microphone.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Walter Richardson. Thank you, Brother Grant. We always want to bless the brothers by being a part of this fellowship. Not that we bless, but God blesses our brotherhood through us. Again, good morning. Today I want to start with walk number 16. We're dealing with January the 16th, and the subject matter is Joseph's family united in Egypt. It's taken from the book of Genesis, the 45th through the 47th chapter. chapter 45 deals with Joseph's surprise announcement. He's dealing with Joseph's family reunited. Chapter 46 deals with Jacob's move to Egypt. Chapter 47 deals with Jacob's exaltation in Egypt. And both deal with Joseph's family treated kindly. Today's reading contains the exciting conclusion to the story of Joseph and his unsuspected brothers. After twice planting evidence on his brother that would ensure their return to Egypt, Joseph cannot contain his secret any longer. In an emotion-packed scene, he reveals that he is the brother that was sold into slavery. But Joseph doesn't get revenge for their ill treatment of him. Instead, he shows kindness to his brothers, acknowledging that God was behind it all to bring much good out of his difficult circumstances. As a result of Joseph's actions, his father Jacob moves to Egypt to spend his remaining years with his united family. There are some concepts I want to share that I thought were very good for this meditation this morning. They are titled, You Did It and He Did It. And it's taken from chapter 45, verse 5, essentially saying, you sold me, but it was God who sent me. Joseph makes a classic statement of God's providence. Looking backward, Joseph could clearly see both elements, a human element and a divine element, at work in God's plan to save the family of Jacob from perishing in the famine. And one of the things I think is important is ultimately this was part of God's broader plan to save the world through Jesus, the Messiah, who eventually descended from Jacob's family. And also, why God moved the Israelites to Egypt. We see that in chapter 47, verse 12. It is not difficult to see the divine wisdom in moving Jacob's family to Egypt. Not only did they survive the crippling famine, but in Egypt, the Israelites were also more likely to remain a separate, distinct people from Jacob and his sons who were shepherds, and abominable occupation to Egyptians, and thus a natural barrier to intermarriage. For 400 years, the Israelites would live in Egypt, and despite many trials, multiply in a great nation to be who they are even today. Sovereignty is a big word, but it's also a biblical concept that touches your life every day. God is sovereign. That means nothing takes him by surprise. Every experience in life, from the most pleasant to the most painful, has been allowed by God for a very special purpose. Joseph learns this special purpose. He learns that it becomes an important truth, although it took years of mistreatment to drive the point home. Addressing his brothers who sold him, he declared, it was not you who sent me here, but God. Think back over your life and select one event that stands out as a time when it appears that God had lost control. Perhaps it was a death in the family or the loss of a job or unexpected accident. Nail across that painful memory, mentally write the words, God was there. Write out definition of sovereignty in your own words and make it speak to your own situation. For example, sovereignty means that God had a purpose in my recent job loss. He hasn't forgotten. He just has something better in store. We should be thankful that God always turns out to be bigger than we thought. Our word for today for God's people of today. Let us listen, if you don't mind, for the prayer request coming forth on this day. Our first one for today is coming from our senior brother, Brother John W. Gundy, Sr. God bless all of the senior brothers of the fraternity. Remember the grand officers for all that they do. And also remember the undergrad brothers for all that hard work and remember the brothers on this prayer line today, and remember Brother Bernard Fisher in your prayers. From Brother Edie Hall, remember as we pay close attention to requests, prayer for Brother Bernard Fisher, who will have a biopsy done on a mass that was discovered on his kidney. Remember the family of Barbara Lancaster, whose homegoing service is today. We also want you to remember to pray for Rhonda Benson, who is dealing with shingles and sarcoidosis. Betty Thomas, who is recovering from a stroke. Amara Richardson, who is having issues with her back and spine. Rose Mitchell, a dialysis patient, who is recovering at home after being treated for a stomach infection. Continued healing and recovery for surgery for Baylor Hopkins, Charlie Collier, Brother DeAndre Clark, Karen Hunt, Brother Michael Jackson, Brother James Scrappy Jordan, Tim Little, and Johnny Core. For Beverly Eaton, who has recovered well from surgery but is still experiencing some other health challenges, his aunt, Frony Hall, and many Doris Cummins, who are both in assisted living facilities. For Ethel Cooper, Hattie Perry, and former Grand Bachelor Edward Beyond, as they go through their aging process. For cancer patients, Zoe Barnes, Danella Gasket Barnes, Betty Jean Lucas, Miala Spears, and Gladys Herman. And pray for healing for diabetes for his sister Ava and a former employee of his, Don Benson, and Virginia Jackson, who has myopathy. Today I ask that we continue with our prayer requests as we go forth with Brother Stephen DeVault. The request is for brothers to pray for those in our community suffering with mental health conditions such as alcohol, substance use issues, and other impairing addictions. These addictions need to be prayed for, that they will pursue the professional help and assistance they need as the New Year's solution, not resolution, but solution for 2019, to avoid affecting their spiritual wellness, medical health, family, employment, financial, and housing needs. And he leaves with this proverbial statement. Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Brother Calvin V. Mayo requests his prayer for his niece, Hazel White. Hazel is 3 years old and weighs less than 5 pounds. We know she's a blessing from God, and we pray that her continual strength will be given by thee. We ask God that she may be able to come home in the next 2 weeks. Thank you, God, for the victory in the name of Jesus that we all have hope for. And he also says our Father wants us to pray. He loves when we come humbly together as prayer requesting brothers. He's a good God who loves us and loves his children, and he responds to our prayers. We need just to be found faithful to God. And last but not least, I, Brother Carter, 5D, requested prayer for the family of Brother John Sykes, our former brother from Tall Chapter by way of Southside Chapter, who we memorialized last night. We ask God to bless his family and let them understand that he's in a better place and that God knows best. May we pray, my brothers. Father, we thank you for the privilege to pray today. We pray not because we've been so good. We pray because God is good. We pray because we realize there's power in prayer. Much prayer, much power. God knows all of our needs. From the hair on our head to the molecules and cells within our body, because he created them all. And so we come to you, God, as men of Omega, a fraternity, the greatest fraternity has ever been created, that you established with the four cardinal principles of manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift, that we bring to you on a daily forte, requests from brothers across this globe. Pray for our brother, former Grand chaplain, Brother Bishop Sakalo Powell, who we understand is in London and who travels the globe. We pray for all our brothers who travel, who try to make a way for their families, who keep commitments of manhood, taking care and being contributors to the community. I pray for this nation. I pray for this president. I pray for the staff. I pray for the situation of those who are not receiving paychecks because of a shutdown, because of one man's humbling and his mistaken identity. Dictatorship is a rule that God asks us to be blessed with. But I know, God, it's all in your hands. And so we come to you because we realize victory is yours. Battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. It's just our job to be found faithful. So we come to you in this prayer with our faithful concept. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We cannot see what's going to happen. We know that you're the sovereign God who knows what will happen. And so you promise you never leave us nor forsake us. We submit these prayer requests to you, humbly submit it. In the name of Jesus, through the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, the Christian organization that stands for a God that sets high and looks low, and it's all through Jesus, your darling son, we ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen. God bless you, brothers, this morning. May God continue to bless you.
Amen. Amen. Great job, Bishop Carter. Great
God
job.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. 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 Thank you.